This smells of cut grass. Now, this is the skeleton of the molecule. If you dress it up with atoms, hydrogen atoms, that's what it looks like when you have it on your computer. But actually, it's sort of more like this, in the sense the atoms have a certain sphere that you cannot penetrate. They repel. Okay. Now, why does this thing smell of cut grass? Okay. Why doesn't it smell of potatoes or violets? Well, there are really two theories. The first theory is it must be the shape. And that's a perfectly reasonable theory in the sense that almost everything else in biology works by shape. Enzymes that chew things up, antibodies, it's all the fit between a protein and whatever it is grabbing, in this case a smell. And I will try and explain to you what's wrong with this notion. And the other theory is that we smell molecular vibrations. Now, this is a totally insane idea. When I first came across it in the early 90s, I thought my predecessor, Malcolm Dyson and Bob Wright, had really taken leave of their senses, and I'll explain to you why this was the case. However, I gradually came to realize they may be right, and I have to convince all my colleagues that this is so, but I'm working on it.